Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Who's calling?
It's your neighbor, Grega. I'm here on Circle 2, you know, the Blue House?
The Blue House?
Yeah, it's on your side of the street, but, like, quite a ways down.
Oh, you were just out in the driveway with a tarp?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Hey, could you please stop coming over to our house late at night and acting like you're digging graves in the backyard? Because it's a little weird, and it's freaking my kids out and my wife. And
digging graves in your backyard?
Well, I guess you're pretending like you had that strobe light out there like it's lightning, and you and I guess your husband were out there digging graves.
I'm not married.
Whoever it is, just can you please not do that?
I don't even have a... Oh, I think you've got the wrong neighbor.
Oh, no, we're sure it's you. Like,
I don't have a strobe light.
Well, maybe it was really lightning. I don't know. But you were out there digging graves, like...
Digging graves?
I guess just trying to be spooky for Halloween. It's a good stunt.
What?
Like, I thought it was...
I don't have any graves.
No,
the people across the street from me have graves. I haven't been digging anything in my yard.
Oh, no, in my yard. You keep coming in our backyard.
Your yard?
Yeah, you keep
coming... I'm not in your yard.
No, you're digging graves back there. Like, I guess just as a prank or whatever. And, like, I think it's...
Are you pranking me?
No, and I think it's funny. You know, it's a good one.
I'm not in your backyard.
It's freaking my kids out, you know?
I didn't even know you had... I don't... Who are you talking about?
Well, not my kids, but, you know, the kids.
Who are you talking about? I'm not in anybody's backyard. I walk my dog at night, and I stay on the sidewalk.
Yeah, your dog was back there, too. We saw your dog back there. You were just... I get it. You're just being silly.
What time at night was I back there?
Well, you're there a few nights, but I get that you're just in the spirit of Halloween. And
I'm not digging anything. I'm not even into Halloween. I don't even trick or treat. I don't even give out candy, except to a few kids I know. I don't decorate for Halloween. I think you have the wrong person.
Well, if you don't do any of that stuff, why are you doing this weird grave digging thing in our backyard?
Are you the house that has the big tomato growing drainage stuff that bothers the people behind you? Have I got the right person here?
Yeah, that's us.
That's so, you. I have not been in your backyard.
Did you see that back there when you were digging the grave?
No, your wife gave me some tomatoes once, I think before she married you. And then I know that you were causing a problem with the city of and the people behind you with that big irrigation system you had going. That's the only reason I know about that. But you are completely off base if you're saying that's me in your backyard. Dude, I haven't been in your backyard.
Yeah, but we recognized you.
Why the hell would
you.
I go back there?
We both recognized you.
With a shovel? You're saying with a shovel?
Yeah, but like I guess you weren't really digging. You're being silly.
I think the next time this happens that you need to call the police because it's not me.
Oh,
so feel free to do that.
No, come on. For a silly Halloween prank, I'm not going to call the police. It's all in good fun.
No, I think you should because I'm not doing it.
But
now, there is a guy that crawls around here with a cat and he goes up and down the sides of the yards.
Crawls around your yard with a cat?
Oh, he goes up. He's been for years been going up and down the side yards and the behind yards, and I had to get a no trespass order against him.
Just for fun?
No, he doesn't do it for fun. He looks in people's windows.
Oh, but he crawls around and he has a cat?
Yeah.
Oh, the cat's like as an excuse.
The cat's an excuse. I don't know. Maybe you're seeing him.
Great idea.
I'm telling you, I don't even walk with a flashlight anymore, which I used to walk with a flashlight, which you think would be sensible. But I don't even walk with a flashlight anymore because people get upset if you walk with a flashlight, even on the sidewalk.
What, pointing it on the sidewalk? They get upset? Why do they get upset?
Pointing it on the sidewalk. I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't get upset about that. I just get upset when you go in my backyard and pretend to dig graves.
I'm not in your backyard. I swear to God I'm not in your backyard, and I'm not digging. You're like
Terry.
Somebody's with a shovel? Somebody's with a shovel back there?
Yeah, and a fake pile of dirt, I guess. They were like just trying to freak us out, you know, digging fake graves.
Are you sure it's not Chris?
Chris would not do this.
Doing something for the kids?
No.
It is not me. I swear to God, call the police.
No, I'm not going to call
the
police.
Next time it happens. No, I'm telling you, call the police because it's not me.
I'm not going to ruin someone's hilarious Halloween prank.
It's not a prank. Why would I? Look.
Oh, so now you're admitting that it's you and it's not a prank.
It's not me. I just like this neighborhood so much that I'm fixing up my house to move. Why would I prank anybody? I've never pranked anybody.
Wait, you like the neighborhood so much, but you're moving?
I dislike the neighborhood so much.
Oh, you're disliking. Okay. You know what? You should just
Why would I prank anybody?
You should just carry that flashlight around. Fuck all those neighbors. Shine your flashlight.
I would like to, but the lady who lives next to Chris came out one time and yelled at me because I was carrying a flashlight.
I'd shine it in her face and say, fuck you, lady.
Not her, you want it. That might be who's out creeping because she's friends with Kitty Creeper. I'm going to tell you, it's not me. Call the police. I swear to God, call the police. It's not me. I'm not pranking you.
I can't call the police. I have three strikes. I'm not allowed to talk. I can't deal with the police again. Not since the incident.
What incident?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you're joking with me. Somebody is joking with me here.
No, I'm not kidding, ma'am.
This is a joke.
Ma'am.
This is a joke. Ma'am. Somebody is messing with me here. Somebody is pranking with me.
I'm a Christian. I do not joke. But I understand.
Somebody is pulling my leg here. I don't know who, but I don't. This is a joke.
No, don't be silly. Come on.
No, call the police. Call the police next time it happens. I'm going to be walking my dog down the sidewalk to use the bathroom, and I'm not digging, and I'm not carrying a shovel, and I think you should call the police next time it happens. You see somebody in your backyard digging graves or whatever the hell.
I don't think they weren't real graves. They were just setting a scene, you know? They were just...
I don't care enough about anybody on this street enough to play a prank on them.
Even me?
Not even you, no.
Wow. Okay.
So, I think you're playing a prank on me.
I'm not, but...
But really, seriously, if anybody's digging graves late at night in your backyard with a shovel,
then Halloween.
You need to call the police.
It's Halloween.
I don't even really get in that much to Halloween.
I don't want
to
be that neighbor. I'm not into it either, but I appreciate
it. You should be that neighbor. You should be that neighbor.
It's like, really, you know, in Christmas, Christmas carolers come around, and I guess in Halloween...
We don't have Christmas carolers here.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I gotta
go. I'm hanging up now.
Hey, I'm gonna go.
Call, next time it happens to you, call the police.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Listen.
All right.
Listen.
Thanks. Yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to properly say goodbye. Kitty Creeper, away!
Okay. All right. Bye. But he's been, for years, been going up and down the side yards and the behind yards, and I had to get a no trespass order against him.
Just for fun?
No, he doesn't do it for fun. Yes. He looks in people's windows.
Oh, the cat's like as an excuse.
The cat's an excuse.
Oh, but he crawls around and he has a cat.
He goes up and down the sides of the yards. The cat's an excuse.
Creeper. Away.
The cat's an excuse.
Creeper. Away.
He looks in people's windows.
Creeper. Away. Hey there, everybody. You're listening to The Snowplow Show, and I am your host, Brad. Today's show is brought to you by Carol Gersberms, Caged Fight, Fecal Death Match, Danny Boy, All Roy Farms, and Audi Love. You know, Audi Love is better than BMW and Mercedes Love put together. In case you don't know, that's something I learned from the Carlito Show. I have some sad news today, so everyone please get ready to be sad. We've lost an audience member. Rest in peace, Wolfcock. He was Buster Casey's brother, and Daisy used to visit them all the time, back when Daisy was still around. I don't think I ever met Wolfcock, but I did meet Buster Casey in San Jose a few years ago. And of course I met Daisy back in 2020. So a moment of sadness for Wolfcock and Daisy and Carlito, and I guess even the dead. And who else have we lost? We've lost so many people. It sucks. That's the bad thing about a show going on for so long. You lose too many people. Sorry for your loss, Buster Casey. think that might be it for the intro. I've got a list here from Nick, which says, "Hey Bradley, I stumbled upon this list, this directory, while looking for HOA directories. This is a large vacation apartment building in Florida. I thought it'd be great if you could make some calls from this. It's summertime, so maybe a good chunk of people." No, it's not summertime. You're writing as if you sent this to me way back in 2021, Nick. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's been 3 years. So, I don't know. He put some ideas in here, and a lot of the people seem to be from the Northeast. Some are in Canada, some are in California. They're just from everywhere. But the apartment place, I guess, is in Florida. So I'm changing my number to that, and I'm just going to call up some of these people and see how they're doing, I guess. I don't know.
Hello.
Hey, is this David?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, David. This is Eddie from the...
Hi, Eddie.
Hi. Hey, can you please stop calling up roofing companies around here and trying to get your roof taken off? Because, you know, you're on the first floor. You don't exactly have a roof.
Right.
So why don't you stop telling roofers to take off your roof, okay? It's not funny.
Eddie, you on drugs?
No, I'm not on drugs. Are you on drugs? You're the one going around calling up roofing companies around here trying to get them to show up and take off the roof. Trying to get estimates.
Take off the roof for what?
I don't know. They want to take the roof off the whole building.
For what reason?
I don't know. We don't want our roof taken off. Our roof's fine. Just leave it alone.
Why are you telling me?
Because you're the one doing it, and we're getting real sick of your shit.
Eddie. I'm not in Florida. I'm not in Florida, number one.
Yeah, I know.
Number two.
I know you're not.
I don't make calls like that.
I think you do, because...
I wanted the roof off. I'd go up and take the fucking roof off.
Oh, you better not.
Why would I call somebody?
That's not your roof to take off, sir. That belongs to a lot of people.
It's not my roof to tell anyone else to take it off.
Okay, well...
That's how stupid that is.
This is a tall building. It's stupid of you to be trying to take the roof off.
What would I want to take a roof off for? Think about it.
I'm guessing it's some sort of insurance scam, David.
I have enough money to buy the building. I don't need it.
Oh, bullshit you do. You don't have enough money to buy this building. And also, it's not even for sale. Oh, call ended by remote. Okay. It took a second for it to hang up. Yeah, so he lived in Massachusetts, but he has a vacation apartment all the way down in Florida. And you know what? I'm going to copy this address here and look at it in Street View and see what kind of building this is. It is a very tall building right on the water, and it's right around West Palm Beach. Isn't that the city that Tim Henson's hoping to retire to? He's always saying, fuck you if you're not from West Palm Beach, I think. I think there are 8 stories on this building. That seems to be the same for most of the buildings on this street. They're all about 8 stories tall. Okay, everybody, through the magic of edited podcasts and, you know, all that stuff, it is now 24 hours since I made that call. And did you notice how he was in the middle of a sentence. He was talking, I think, and then his voice just went out and he disappeared. I think he put a hex on my phone through the phone lines and it, like, hit the computer, because that was the last call I made yesterday, because I don't know what happened. Just stuff stopped working. It ended up being the sound cards that I use as phone lines. They were both out. Actually, line one's been out for a few weeks. Ever since we had a power failure, it just didn't turn back on. So I've been lazy about it. I've been using line two. But, you know, he threw some sort of witch's hex down the phone line and didn't break anything, actually. But, or maybe he did. I had to pull a USB hub out of all of my mess of stuff here. And I don't know. I just hooked it up differently. I hope that fixes the problem from now on. I now have both lines one and lines two working. That was super frustrating yesterday. I was all ready to make prank calls and put a show out. And look what happens. Fucking David throwing voodoo down the line at me. Messing with my shit. So I'm going to continue the list that I was using yesterday. I actually called David late last night. I finally got my stuff working last night around 9 or 10. And I called David, I don't know, a good 5 or 6 or 7 times. It would ring 4 times, go to voicemail, ring 4 times, go to voicemail. I did that like 4 times. And then it rings 3 times and goes to voicemail. And then it rings 2 times and goes to voicemail. And eventually it just stops working because he's blocked me. I was calling from the same phone number.
And I just now tried calling him one last time from his local area, so there's no way for him to have blocked me. But he actually wasn't there. He did not pick up. The call went straight to voicemail. So I'm done with him. It kind of sucks that our call got cut off, because I feel like he would have been fun to talk to just another couple minutes longer. But I guess that's what he gets for fucking around with witchcraft. Oh, look at this one. She's got a local number to that area, to Palm Beach County. Is it County? That might be actually California. I don't know. I just see that there's a Palm Beach right near them. But let's call up Jeannie and see what I can get her to admit to doing wrong.
So, I wouldn't... Oh, hi, Abby?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Abby. What are you doing?
Oh, this is Donna. I'm getting my nails done. Who's this?
It's Abby. Where are you getting your nails done at? Can I come over and join you?
I'm in Massachusetts. Who is this?
I know you're in Massachusetts.
I'm sorry?
I'm in Massachusetts, too.
Who is this?
It's Abby. Man, those people in the background are being real what? Freaking loud.
Who is it? It's coming up in Florida. Who is it?
Okay, all right. I'll come clean with you. We need you to stop ordering pizzas for the residents around here. Because I don't know if you're just trying to do a prank or something, but they're getting real tired of it.
Who are you talking about?
You. You what? Need to like, stop ordering pizzas like you're in junior high.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You keep calling up Domino's and Pizza Hut and all that and just ordering delivery pizzas to all your neighbors here at the building. And they all know it's you. They just want you to please stop.
Oh, sure.
You just need to cut that out, okay? It's no big deal. You're not in trouble. You can still live here and everything. Just, you stop that.
I don't know who this is and who you're talking about. I've been in Italy. I've been away. So I don't know how physically what you're saying is true.
Physically, it's really easy. It's just a phone call. You can actually call the United States from Italy and do fake prank calls like that. I don't know why you'd want to. It seems like a waste of money. But I guess you're Miss Fancy right. Pants with the vacation.
You got a really strange sense of people. Who can I talk? Who is this, Paul?
I got a strange... wait, how'd you know that?
Because I've had the pleasure of meeting you.
Oh, not very often, and I'm surprised you remember me. But, it's no big deal. Just please stop doing the pizza thing, okay? It was funny at first, but it's kind of like losing its humor,
Who received them? Who received anything?
A lot of people. People on all floors. David, right? He lives. David, he lives up in Massachusetts, too.
I don't know him.
Yeah, David.
What's his last?
I'm probably pronouncing.
I don't know the name. Okay. No, I don't know the name. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
A lot of people. You probably don't know any of these people that you keep sending pizzas to. Just please stop doing it, okay? It's weird. It's a little weird.
It's not. Who said that? Who said that?
A lot of people. Because you keep.
Who's a lot?
You keep accidentally using your real name. And
what?
The people's pizzas are arriving to all these different apartment numbers, but it's got your name on it. Are you just getting?
What?
Are you just smoking a lot of weed and making prank calls?
I'd like to talk to Abby, please. This is not even funny.
Abby is out today. I'm sorry.
Okay, have Abby call me. Okay, because you're not funny, and
this is Abby. I don't know why he's saying I'm not here. Who's this?
Oh my god! Who are these people?
Well, that was Paul.
Ah shit! She hung up. I dialed the wrong number. I was trying to call Jeannie. I've already called Jeannie's home phone, and she was not there. And I meant to call her cell phone number next, but somehow I skipped down to the next lady and called her cell phone. So I'm calling Jeannie's cell phone now. Let's see if Jeannie is around.
This is Jeannie with Realty. Please leave a detailed message,
balls.
And I will look forward to returning your call.
Bye, and have a great day.
Jeannie, I called your home number, and I'm sorry, okay? I just wanted to apologize. All right, bye. I don't think I'll tell you guys what I was doing on her home number. Since I skipped Donna's number, I still have her work number. It has her work listed first, and her cell is listed second. So I think I'm going to call her work, even though she's not there. She's at the nail place.
Good afternoon, personnel.
Hey, it's Donna.
Hello?
Hey, it's Donna. I'm Donna.
Donna?
Yeah, I'm getting my nails done right now.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Donna. I'm out doing my nails. Yeah, I'm getting my nails did today, right now. Like, I'm in the chair and she is doing my nails as we speak.
Not Donna, right?
Yeah, Donna. And you shouldn't be giving out my last name if you're not sure it's me. That was a big security risk you just did, young man. What are you going to do next? Give out my address and my... What's my address you have there?
Whose voice is this?
It's Donna's voice. This is what I sound like on the phone. You and I have never talked on the phone together. Hey, listen.
How can I help you?
When I get back today, am I due back today? I don't know. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to sit at my desk... And I'm going to stare into oblivion, and I'm not doing any work today.
Sounds about right.
Oh, what are you saying about me, huh? You got a problem with my workflow, buddy?
No, not at all.
Oh, what are you doing there?
I'm working.
Oh, I'm getting my nails done. I'm living the high life.
Of course you are.
I'm like, look at me, everybody. I just got back from Italy. And my nails look pretty. I go walk around town and I just shove them in people's face. I'm like, look at me. I got a vacation house in Florida and I just went to Italy, bitch. That's
that
what I do.
Donna.
Sounds just like me, doesn't it? All right, well, when I get in, I expect a kiss from you, okay? A hug and a kiss.
Well, good luck with the nails.
All right, thank you. I'll see you soon.
That's good.
Bye. Okay, what if I called Donna? Wait, no. What if I call work? Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call up both of them simultaneously with the work number. So Donna will see that it's the work number. Hopefully the work guy won't really notice what her number is or that it's calling from their own place. So, okay, I'm getting it ready. I'm going to call Donna first. Here it goes. It is connecting. And now I'm calling the work and we'll hope for the best.
Good afternoon, personnel. Hello?
Hi, you've reached the office of personnel. Please leave your name and number, the time you've called, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Oh, man. Oh, I mean, I'm hanging up. Yeah, so that didn't work out. Let me cross her off the list.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tony?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, it's Philip from the...
How are we doing, Philip?
Pretty good. Hey, you need to, like, stop going into our boiler room and flicking all the switches.
I need to do what?
Just stop going down into the breaker room and stop flipping all those...
I've never been in the break room ever.
Bullshit, because no, we got security cameras down there, and you just need to stay. Just stay out of there.
I'm telling you, I've never been. Go fuck yourself, pal.
Hey, don't tell me to fuck myself. I'll raise your rent.
Hello.
Hey, listen here, buddy. Can you at least apologize?
Apologize for what?
Yeah, you know, for going in the breaker room. Yeah, yeah.
I've never been in the breaker room, you fucking asshole.
Yes, you have. I've seen you in the breaker room. We have security cameras.
You've never seen me in the breaker room. I don't even know where the breaker room is, you fucking motherfucker. I'll kick your fucking ass.
You son of a bitch. No, you won't, because you're weak, and I'll kick your ass.
All right.
But seriously, stay the fuck out of there, okay?
Go fuck yourself, you motherfucker.
It's right by the boiler room.
If I find out who you are, pal, I'm going to kick you in the fucking balls and I'll rip your fucking throat out.
What the fuck? Are you a middle schooler?
Yeah, you bet your motherfucking ass I'm a middle schooler.
I can beat up a middle schooler. I have.
Okay.
I killed a child beauty queen.
Let me talk to Abby.
Oh, hey. Abby doesn't talk to nobody but me. Because you know what? Me and Abby, we're an item now.
Who the fuck are you?
This is Philip.
You're breaking my balls, right?
No!
Philip.
I just want you to stay the fuck out of our boiler room.
Let's go fuck yourself, you and your boiler room, you motherfucker.
What are you doing today? You just sitting around the house watching TV, being a lazy, no good for nothing, jobless piece of shit?
Who the fuck is... you're breaking my balls.
No, I'm not. I'm pissed at you because you won't stay the fuck out of the boiler room and switch room. You keep hitting...
Go fuck yourself.
You think it's real funny to shut off other people's power, don't you? Oh my god, I'm really loving this list. Who sent this again? Nick. Thank you, Nick, for this one. Not the normal next door Nick. This is a different Nick, I believe. I mean, it could be next door Nick. I don't know. It just says Nick here. So thanks, Nick, for this list. I'm having fun with it. It's been a pretty good one so far. You know, earlier, like one call ago when I tried to connect Donna's work together with her phone. Well, guess what? I didn't dial out on the right line. They just saw the phone number of the place that they have a vacation home again instead of her own phone number. So I fucked that up. Oops. That's probably why she didn't pick up her phone. But next time she's at work, she's going to have the weirdest conversation with personnel, I think. I'm sure it'll bring them closer together. Wow, we got some Hotmail email addresses in here. Outlook, Yahoo, AOL, 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 more Hotmail. I know, like, I've heard you guys complain that I give you guys shit for using Hotmail still. I'm sure Hotmail's fine. It just sounds weird, you know? I don't think I've used Hotmail since the early 2000s, but that doesn't make me better than you, okay? I just like to make fun of shit. Wow, here's one that's at ameritech.net, which hasn't existed since, I think, at least the late 90s. So that email address doesn't work, does it? That'd be weird. I think they just stopped collecting email addresses on this place like 20 years ago. So let's see what's next. We got three phone numbers for these people. They live in Canada. Their names are Nick and Mary, and they have a vacation home in Florida. Good for them. I think I'm going to call this one from Canada instead of from their apartment building.
Hello.
Hey, Mary.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. This is Steve Dave from Royco. I'm taking your roof off right now here on Drive. And we were just having a problem with this dog that's out here.
Where are you? Sorry?
We're on Drive, taking off the roof. And I don't know if this dog is yours or if he just ran up from, like, maybe a neighbor's house.
Oh, we don't have a dog.
Oh, weird. No. This must be a neighbor's dog.
What number are you?
We're at 33 right now. We're on the roof. We're just taking the roof off.
33 is our roof. You're not taking a roof.
Oh, no. We're taking your roof off, ma'am.
We're at number 33.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, we just didn't know about this dog. Is it okay if we incapacitate the dog?
I have no idea where you are and who you are.
I was thinking I might kick him in. I'm sorry, what?
But no one's taking the roof off of our house. I don't understand what
Are you here at 33?
I am right at the door. Well, 33.
You need to come out back and get rid of this damn dog.
I have no idea who you are and what you're talking about.
Is that Nick in the background?
Yeah, it is.
You tell him to stop hollering. Like, I don't... He didn't need to be hollering at you.
Who are you? I don't understand.
Oh, my name is Steve Dave. I'm from Royco Roofing.
Royco Roofing.
Yeah, we're going to...
We're just taking this roof off up here. You don't hear us?
I think you're at the wrong house and the wrong address because there's nobody here.
No, 33 Drive. You tell Nick to stop mumbling back there. I hear him mumbling.
I think you're at the wrong address or you've got the wrong people because we have no dog and there's nobody here taking a roof off of our house.
Can you give me directions to your house?
I can't.
I used Google Maps.
I don't know who you are.
I know, but I want to take your roof off. Like you ordered us to take your roof off, right?
I think you have a wrong number.
The name on here is Nick, so maybe Nick was trying to do a surprise for you. Because that's what husbands do sometimes. They're like, yeah, we have such a shitty roof. I think I'm going to buy my wife a new roof. Okay, that did not go well. I'm really itching lately to do a roof call. But every time I try to do a roof call, they're always at home. And they're like, you're not on my roof. Hey, look at this. Nick and Mary both have Hotmail accounts with weird usernames on them. So I guess we're done with that one. They had 3 whole phone numbers to try them at, and I got a hold of them on the first one. Oh, wait, I know what I'm going to do before we cross them off the list. I have an idea. I'm going to set up Mary's number as the number I'm calling from, and let's see if we can get an answer from her husband.
That's you calling me.
Hey, Nick, it's me. It's Mary.
Yeah,
it's Mary. What are you doing?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Mary, your wife. What? What do you mean, who is this? You don't recognize your own wife?
Why don't you guys get lost, okay?
What are you talking about? Your wife? You want your wife to get lost? You are a bad man. I'm totally divorcing that man.
I'm real sick of his shit. All right, we're done with them, crossing them off. Holy shit, you guys. I've had a 100% answer rate on this list so far. Wait, that's not true. The very first one did not have an answer, but that was yesterday, and that one didn't even have an address listed on it, so it was weird. So fuck that one. We've had a 100% answer rate.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Maria?
Hello?
Hi, Maria?
Yes.
Hey, it's John from the...
Oh, how are you?
I'm okay. Hey, are you guys here right now? Because... I wanted to know if you experienced the nightmare machine.
No.
Ah, shoot.
No.
Yeah,
what happened?
Oh, we bought this machine, and it puts out something on a certain wavelength. I don't understand it, but it gives everyone nightmares at night.
Oh, makes a lot of noise.
Oh, it doesn't make noise. It just kind of gets into your head, and it changes your dreams to be nightmares.
Oh my God.
Yeah, for Halloween. So, you know, it's like a fun Halloween thing. But I just wanted to apologize if you were here because...
No.
A lot of people didn't appreciate that.
Okay,
what are you doing today?
It was nice hearing of you.
Yeah, you too. What are you doing?
Oh, not much.
Are you cooking?
Not now.
Oh.
Not at the moment.
All right, I'm all out of small talk.
Okay.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, thank you. Bye. I think she said she loved me too. Okay, that one was a failure, but whatever. Okay, some of these people are listed as living, you know, full-time at this vacation home. So I'm going to try this lady who does live full-time there, I think.
Hello.
Hi, is this Catherine?
Yes.
Hey, it's Philip here at the...
Uh-huh.
And did you happen to notice that we had turned on a nightmare machine on Halloween?
A nightmare what?
A nightmare machine. It sends out signals to everyone's brains in the building and pretty much gives you horrible nightmares.
No, I didn't see it. I don't live there anymore.
Oh, you know what happened? Did you get kicked out?
I moved.
Oh, you didn't get kicked out, did you?
No.
What'd you do to get kicked out?
I didn't get kicked out.
For what? Like, what'd you do? Like, you don't have to be ashamed to tell me.
I didn't do anything. I sold my condo.
What, did you get sick of Florida?
No, I still live in Florida.
Oh, well, where'd you move to?
I moved to Boynton.
Oh.
I bought a house.
It seems like it's nicer down here. Seems like a bad decision you made.
Not really. I love it where I am.
Well, I love it where I am. Stop making fun of my apartments.
Who's making fun of your apartment?
Well, you kind of were, because you're saying, I love where I am, as opposed to you.
Who are you?
It's Philip. You remember me, right?
Philip who? What's your last name?
I work with Abby here, you know, just here at the apartments.
You work with her?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, what do you do? In fact, me and her, we've hooked up before in the back room.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, hang up your phone now.
All right. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. This nightmare machine thing is pointless. It's not going to work. Didn't I really only get one guy with the nightmare machine thing? Everyone else thought I was full of shit, I think.
Hello, this is Skylar.
And Grant.
Answering Grandpa Ron's cell phone.
He's busy right now, so leave a message.
And he will call you back. Go Blue.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1.
I think mine and Devin's message is much better than that one.
Hi, I'm Roy.
I'm Rachel.
And we're not here right now. You can leave a message
after the tone.
See, we know how to do a two-person message, unlike fucking Skylar and whoever that other guy was.
Hello, this is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon. It's Philip here.
Yeah.
Did you happen to experience our nightmare machine on Halloween night?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Because we had it turned on all night. And what it does is it gives everyone nightmares. Like really horrible nightmares. We had it turned up too high. Did you have nightmares on Halloween night?
I don't recall having nightmares.
Oh man. We got a lot of complaints. A lot of people were having nightmares on Halloween night because of the machine we turned on.
What kind of thing is this?
Oh, it's just a large box with antennas on it. And it just kind of messes with your brain, I guess. Messes with brain waves.
Well, what is it called?
It's called a nightmare machine. We just thought it'd be fun for Halloween just to give everyone nightmares. But it turns out not a lot of people appreciated it.
Well, actually, I had a medical problem that day, so I don't.
Oh.
I don't know what would have been causing me a problem that night.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I did have a medical problem on that day. So I wouldn't have known if I slept differently than I otherwise would have.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that. I'm glad to hear that you didn't have nightmares. I'm just kind of taking a survey of everyone here in the building just to make sure they didn't.
But it's actually called a nightmare machine?
Yeah. Yeah. We bought it online. And
how did anybody even know you had it?
It seems to affect. Well, we told a few people. We're like, get ready tonight. You're going to have spooky dreams. And yeah, they came back and they're like, oh my gosh, what are you guys trying to do to us? They thought it was like psychological. I'm sorry.
That isn't very kind. That is not a good thing to.
Yeah,
have done.
We might not turn it on next year, but we were thinking about turning
might
it on.
Might not.
Well, I mean, it's still fun for some people. The kids liked it. But it seems to work better on kids. Like, it really gives them terrible nightmares.
Well, that's a horrible thing.
But no, it's Halloween.
Why would you think that that's funny to ruin somebody's sleep?
Not funny. It's in the Halloween spirit. I didn't say it's funny.
No, it's, I think it's in the unkind spirit that you would do something to other people that they don't have any control over.
Well, I mean, they could tell us they don't want it next year.
I think you should really consider not doing that again, because it's not fair to do that to other people.
Okay, well, we'll maybe put it to a vote for or something. Before
that's
we,
incredible.
Before we turn it on next year.
How many people have you spoken to?
About maybe 20 today. And how many people
had a hard night?
I'd say maybe 75% of them, which is 15. I'm really good at math. Hey, we'll let you know if we put it to a vote or anything. And you know, we might not do it next year. So sorry about that. I mean, even though you didn't experience nightmares.
Well, no, I'm not saying that I didn't. I was having a bad night anyway. Because I had had...
It sounds
because
like
I was sick.
It sounds like you're trying to watch what you say so you can sue us properly. And you know, you don't need to be suing us.
You know
Come
what?
On.
I don't need to talk to you anymore.
Come on, you guys know what I meant, right? Because she said she was fine. Then I explained what a nightmare machine was. She's like, oh, I did have a medical problem that night. Maybe your machine did that to me, and I'm going to sue you for it. That's exactly what she said. That was her words. And look at that. I did a Halloween prank this year. I was a few days late, as usual, but I did it.
Hello?
Hey there, is this Donald?
Hello? Who is it?
Oh, it's Abby. Did I reach Donald?
Oh, hey, Abby.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Hey, did you set up some sort of a prank thing on your door?
Did I what?
Well, every time anyone knocks on your door, we can hear, we think it's a robot voice. It's going, oh, I'm not here, woo!
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, and then the door starts knocking back at us.
Wow.
It's like you set up some sort of Halloween trick in there.
Oh, no, I didn't do anything.
Oh, well, somebody did, because it's pretty silly. Oh. It makes us think there's a ghost in there. It actually scared Mrs. Stuman.
Yeah, no, I haven't done anything, so I know, I certainly didn't do anything, yeah, so yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, Mrs. Stuben was crying. She thought it was really a ghost.
Is that my door?
Yeah, it's inside your apartment. It's like, anytime we just knock on the door, and it's like, I'm a ghost, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't know anything about it.
Well, who would be in your apartment? That's weird. Should we go in there and check it out?
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, I have one friend who sometimes checks on my apartment, but I can't imagine him doing anything. I haven't even talked to him in a month.
And the weird thing is, we'll knock like four times, and it always knocks. Yeah. It always knocks back at us the same amount of times.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Or if I go doot 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 doot, it goes doot doot, but you know, it not.
Oh my gosh.
But it's scaring a lot of people. They think you're a ghost now.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about it, but if Danny could look at it, I've got one friend who does some weird jokes at times.
Oh. So you have a history with this type of thing.
And he's other than that, no one else has the key to my unit. No one else has the key to my unit.
Same here, sister.
In the bus company.
I mean? Oh yeah. Hey, I'm just kidding. That's a Halloween prank. There's nothing in your door knocking.
Oh my gosh!
I got you good. I got you. I got you, motherfucker.
You certainly did.
Yeah, everything's fine. Oh. I just call and say hi and make sure you're doing good and make sure you're not a ghost.
That's funny. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the prank.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
I did this to Frank earlier, and he's pissed. He's going to move out, he says. I don't know if you know Frank, but I'm glad you enjoyed the prank. Hello? What happened? Oh, no. He just...
disappeared. Hung up on me. What did I say at the end that was so... made him get all quiet and stuff. That was weird. I thought he'd be more pissed about that when I told him I was pranking him. But I guess he loved my prank.
Hello?
Hello, Jerry?
Yes?
It's Abby.
Oh, hi. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
What's up?
We were just wondering if you rigged up some sort of prank gadget to your door. Because whenever anyone knocks, somebody else knocks back at us.
I don't know what you're saying. What?
Oh, you know your apartment door down here in the Florida?
Yeah?
Yeah, your apartment door. Every time anybody knocks on that door, the door knocks back at them. And then sometimes we hear a voice inside, which we assumed was...
Well, I don't know who's in there. Doesn't Danny check it?
Oh, I don't know. Does Danny? Like, I don't think Danny is supposed to check it.
Isn't this Abby that works in the office?
Yeah, it's Abby. And, we thought it was just a prank you were doing, like, because it was saying, ooh, I'm a ghost, and, you know, I thought it was
I don't know. You know, Abby, this doesn't sound like you.
Yeah, I got a bit of the COVID, but they made me come in anyway.
Wait a minute. First of all, are you in right now?
Yeah, I work here. I work a little bit late tonight.
Talk to my husband.
Why?
Hello?
Oh, hey, George?
Yes.
Did you rig something up to the door? Because every time we knock on your apartment door, down here at the... it knocks back at us. And sometimes it talks.
Who is this?
So is that...
Are you kidding me?
No, George, can you tell that wife of yours just to be quiet? We're on the phone.
Good.
Oh, I lost him. I didn't even curse. I just asked her to be quiet very nicely. They're not going to pick up anymore, so I guess we're done with them. Hey, look, everyone. I'm getting Halloween pranks done today.
Hello.
Hey. Is this Cliff?
It is.
I tried to call you earlier. It's Philip at the...
Yes.
And what kind
of... Hey, Philip, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's happening?
Did you rig up some sort of gadget to your door here at the apartment?
I didn't do anything to it.
Well, every time we knock on the door or anybody knocks on the door, it knocks back the same amount of knocks. And then...
Come on.
There's like a ghostly...
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a ghostly voice inside. We thought you set up like a prank for Halloween.
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, well, who did that? Because that's happening.
I don't know. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
You need to take that down because you almost gave Mrs. Stewman a heart attack.
All right, I'll look into it as soon as I get there in about 2 years.
All right. And hey, listen, you tell that wife of yours in the background just to hush up. You know what? Because we're on the phone. She's back there. Blah, 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 blah. Guess what, lady? People are on the phone. Men are talking.
Oh, shit.
Can you tell her that real quick?
Yes, but I'm in the bathroom.
Are you pooping?
Yes.
What kind of poop is it? Is it like a nice solid
black
poop?
Black, actually.
Ew, gross.
Black and blue. And
ew. I'm hanging up.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I don't feel so good. I'm hanging up, Cliff. I don't like this anymore.
Okay, have a great one.
This isn't fun anymore. I'm hanging up.
Have a wonderful night.
I love you, but I'm hanging up.
Okay, bye. Okay,
will you say I love you too, please? Because of that man's disgusting black poop story, I stopped doing prank calls after that one earlier today, and now I'm doing my editing and the rest of the stuff to get this show out. But what I'm trying to say is...
Cisco Kids, Cactus Corner! Play those voicemails! Red! Snowplow Show, we put the tingle in the downstairs.
Oh my God, hey Brad, how you doing? It's Corbin Guy. Yes, yes, yes. Hello, hello, hello. Hello everybody out there in Bone Losers of America Land.
Hi.
Yes, I hope you're doing good. I hope you're doing good. You better be good. Are you following the rules?
This seems like a threat, Corbin Guy.
Are you following the rules of prank calling?
No. In fact, I hacked that lady's answering machine earlier in the show. I just cut that part out. You guys would have loved the outgoing message, though.
I don't think I am, but anyhow. Hey, Brad, I just called to say hi. All right, goodbye.
Hi, Corbin Guy.
Song on her mind is like, this is the awkward moment.
Was Zac Efron?
That you're playing my voicemail. This is, I call in every week saying stupid shit, but now...
You know, I delete most of your voicemails because you're just screaming shit.
This is the awkward time that he's playing your voicemail.
I'm giving you this one, though. I probably... We'll delete the other one that you left on the same day.
And they're gonna get your credit card, and they're gonna get your stuff. They're gonna scam your family. They're gonna do all that stupid stuff.
Okay, all right. Thanks. I'm gonna cut it off at 31 seconds. And I would like to say you're welcome to all of you who listen to the show, that I've probably deleted 20 voicemails from this guy. Oh man, this other one's only 14 seconds. I should have played that one. Don't be sad though, sir. I used to yell at Corbin guy too.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'll keep it under 30 seconds. You should keep your fucking intro under 30 seconds.
Okay.
I just sat here for a minute listening to this crap about how deep is on the way.
How deep?
What the hell's wrong with you?
How what?
Bye.
Who's deep? Deep is on the way? Are you talking about the voicemail greeting? Are you talking about the most recent show? I'm very confused. You need to explain yourself.
I love your snowball show. I'm 8 years old. Bye.
Okay, that's great. You're not supposed to listen to this show. It's not for kids. Prank calls are not for kids. But thanks for listening.
Man, Roy, I'm calling in. I just loaded up that new snowplow show after a month wait time.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Yeah, but right.
This
one was a long wait time. This one was like 2 weeks, I think. I don't think I've ever waited an entire month in 10 years where I just didn't do a show. Well, maybe during my road trip last summer.
That was so cool.
No, not even then. It was like every couple weeks.
It's so cool. It made me call into the voicemail, but...
Oh, wait, were you not complaining? Sorry.
The music that's been coming in ever since, like, I don't know, I guess this new age Snowplow show, but it's been so cool. Like
Snowplow 2.0.
Joe DeVito songs.
Yeah.
Obviously the new Vista Blue song, but...
Hell yeah.
It's been cool, like the songs that are made.
I don't even ask any of you for songs. Have I ever? I don't think I have. And you guys just keep sending me songs. It's amazing. I love all of you.
Off these new calls have really, it seems like they've really had some work put into them.
Yeah.
But, sorry. This is a Skunkworks, by the way.
No, it's not. Skunkworks sounds like a dork.
Hey, Brad. It's Namesake Jake.
Jake.
First to say thanks for the stickers you sent me like a bunch of months back.
You're welcome.
But I never did tell you thank you for that.
You son of a bitch.
And secondly to say, Halloween's coming up.
Uh-oh.
And I called you last year to ask you to do the Nightmare Machine calls.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could.
I did them today.
Do.
I was just kind of late.
More of those again, because those were so funny last year.
Were they? Because I really don't remember. Like, I thought none of them really worked out. Except for one person. I don't even remember if it was a guy or a lady.
That's it. Keep up the great work. Thanks.
No, thank you. Thanks for reminding me, even though I still forgot to do Halloween on Halloween. At least I'm getting it done a week later.
Hey, Beep. Hey, Brad.
Hey.
You left a reference in a couple shows ago about 400 Oak Street.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you've done good, man. I don't know what happened there, but definitely took the reference to heart, looked it up, and
didn't
look up your stuff.
And I'm not going to explain that to anybody. If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Definitely. Come from a similar background, and glad to hear you're doing good, man. Definitely.
Thank you.
Dude.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Of course. Doing very good. Definitely.
Hey, Brad. It's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. I want you to know that I fucking hate your speakerphone. All right, you can continue now.
Hanging out here. Introduced my boyfriend to Snowplow Show.
Good job. Yeah. Maybe when you're on speakerphone, you don't have to stand all the way across the room from it. You can walk right up to it and just stick your face in that phone and I'd be able to hear you.
Fun of me that I listen to that constant because he thinks I have a crush on Brad. Anyway, do you have a cat?
No.
Because I have a cat.
Thanks for bringing up terrible memories of my dead cat.
And his name is
Oliver. Just kidding.
He's really fluffy.
I mean, not kidding, but...
And he gives hair balls, and it's really annoying.
Gross.
And I just clean up. Anyways, I hope...
If I had a cat that made a lot of hair balls, I would just get rid of it.
This grossed you out.
Yeah.
And your show. Bye. Love you.
I will.
Stay back up. Otherwise, it's weird.
I'm sorry I could not hear you because you were on a really shitty speakerphone just then.
Hey, yeah. Roy.
Hello.
This is your number one fan, Pat Sajak.
Yay.
I got a quick question for you, man.
Okay.
What's up with you and your voice?
It's not very quick because this is a 55-second-long voicemail.
Voicemails, man. Why does it take you so long to check your voicemails? Do you not check your voicemails every day like a normal person?
No.
You're sitting here listening to the Snowplow Wacky Morning Show. This dates back May 28th of 2013. And ever since 2013, you've been telling us, hey, I'm late on voicemail. Hey, I don't check my voicemail.
Hey, shut up.
Roy, get your head in the game.
Quit imitating me.
Brad Carter, whatever the fuck your name is.
Yeah.
Get your head in the game, bud.
All right.
Start checking them voicemails every day, bud.
Stop yelling at
all
me.
All right, love you. Peace out.
All right,
oh,
thanks.
Yeah, and you know that you're better than all the rest of them. I'm the guy that always calls you the GOAT. You are the GOAT of this shit.
Aw.
The GAY!
Why, thank you. I appreciate it. And I played that voicemail right there. You left that on October 21st. What is it, like 15 days later? I'd say I did pretty good. Got your voicemail up there within 15 days. Let's do one more voicemail, and then I'm done. And then there are still a bunch left from October, and even one from November that I haven't played yet.
Hey, Brad. It's Mike from Vista Blue.
Hey, Mike.
Made a mistake. Had an accident. Just thought I should confess. I took my pants off, but then I was listening to the Snowpaw show.
Oh no!
It's all confusing, and I just felt like I had to confess. I hope this
Devin's gonna kill me.
Too awkward for you. I'm sorry about that.
No.
I just wanted to come clean.
It's okay.
Could you make sure you play my voicemail on a good show, though? And, you know, just make sure it's like a good one. That way, when people go back to it years from now, they'll hear this and probably go by.
Yeah,
just Blue Records from you
I'm
know.
Playing your voicemail last though, and nobody gets all the way to the end of the voicemails. They usually get disgusted by at least, you know, the first two or three, and then they turn off the show, and then they miss the amazing goodbye song.
The famous website by VistaBlueRecordsToday.com. I don't know. Thanks for everything, Brad. I love you so much.
Why? Thank you. You know, Vista Blue, he still has Snowplow Show records. If anybody needs any of those, I probably will not remember to put a link in the show description, but maybe I will. I don't know. I'm sure Mike would love to get those off his hands, though. If you want a Snowplow Show record, very limited edition, go look in the show description and see if I remember to put the link in there. If not, it's on snowplowshow.com/music. You'll find a link somewhere in there to his records, I think. Thanks, everybody, for listening to today's show. And thank you those who support the show over on patreon.com/phonelosers, such as Carol Gersperm's Caged Fecal Fight Deathmatch, Danny Boy, All Roy Farms, and Audi Love. I appreciate all of you for supporting the show and listening to the show and making music for the show and art. You are a pretty good community, so thanks everyone for doing things. Somebody in the YouTube comments on the last show, which was a week ago. I thought it was 2 weeks ago. I thought I missed a week somehow, but I didn't, I guess. I'm not sure how that happened. But anyway, Cactus Cannon says, what the fuck, Brad? Where's the Happy Happy Halloween song by Amrit Baines on the last episode? I don't know what song I played on the last episode. I don't think it had anything to do with Halloween, but actually I don't remember what song it was. Anyway, here is that song for you, Cactus Cannon. Amrit Baines, Happy Happy Halloween. And remember, everybody, if you're having nightmares, you need to build a Faraday cage around your room or maybe around your entire house. Don't let your landlord tell you you're not allowed. You have a right to stop your nightmares using technology.
Happy Halloween to your friends.
Halloween, don't, don't. Halloween, don't, don't. Halloween, don't, don't. Halloween, don't.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Alvin.
Oh, they don't worship devil. Don't be confused. No, 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 no. Oh, we don't worship devil. Don't be confused. It's an excuse just to let it loose. So put on your mask and the dancing shoes. Tonight, every face gonna walk in your dreams. Because it's happy, happy, happy Halloween. 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 It's happy, happy, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Why don't you guys get lost, okay?